Alexander Hamilton still minting money. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The New York Times reports Hamilton, the hip-hop history musical, is now on track to make $1 billion, which is fitting since Alexander Hamilton established the U.S. Mint and also believed America needed to create a class of wealthy people, and the show will definitely be creating some wealthy people. The investors who put up the $12.5 million to mount the show will get it all back several times over, a total of $15.7 million a year as long as it keeps selling out. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator and star, gets $6.4 million a year and will get much more when the show hits the road. And while the cast itself is typically at the tail end of the food chain in a Broadway production, the Hamilton cast was smart enough to hire a lawyer who managed to get them a modest cut of the profits, too. But you know which group actually gets the biggest chunk of the money? Some $60 million a year, according to the Times?
I paid $725 for my ticket.
$647 plus like $120 service fee.
Scalpers, who use illegal computer programs to buy thousands of tickets that they scalp for as much as $5,000 each. The only penalty right now is a fine, but the New York State legislature is debating adding some jail time to that. And considering Hamilton himself had no patience for smugglers and in fact established the U.S. Coast Guard to go after them and confiscate their cargo, I say we send the Coast Guard to round them up. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.